Essex reaction to the national debate over sick notes. Headlines on the Prime Minister's plans to strip GPs of their power to sign people off work have got a mixed reaction from the general public. Many believe tougher actions might lead to those already on the edge making drastic choices. Rishi Sunak has pledged to make it harder for some patients to obtain sick notes should the Conservatives win the coming general election. Mr. Sunak said benefits have become a lifestyle choice, with a record high of 2.8 million people being out of work as of February 2024. GPs used to be the only healthcare professionals who could sign sick notes until 2022, when this was widened to nurses, occupational therapists, pharmacists and physiotherapists. A government app might also soon replace the GP system, with people with common infections such as flu being given automatic sick notes. One retired Essex GP, however, believes offering patients a rookie with algorithm may lead to more harm than good. Dr. John Cormack, who worked in Malden for 40 years, said there are potentially good and bad aspects to the plan, with some overworked GPs welcoming the load. Dr. Cormack said, "My view is tainted by the fact during my last years in general practice I was single-handed, which meant I knew my patients well and they knew me. So each time we met, we picked up from where we left off last time." This, according to Dr. Cormack, meant that if someone arrived in floods of tears due to stress at work, he would know a way of solving the problem rather than papering over the cracks with pills and potions. Another issue Dr. Cormack wanted to raise was that after 4 weeks off work, people are considered in a danger zone, with the chance of returning to work diminishing rapidly. He added, "After 2 years, statistics indicate you're more likely to die than successfully return to work, and unemployment often results in severe consequences for the patient and their nearest and dearest." Dr. Cormack was also unsure, in difficult and delicate cases, if there were enough people with suitable occupational health qualifications to go around. He added, "If all patients are offered is a rookie with an algorithm, this could well do more harm than good." At the same time, the Prime Minister's comments have now come under fire from residents in Essex through comments made on social media. Alan Bullock said, "As someone currently signed off with mental health issues, there should instead be increased funding for NHS talking therapies to end the 3-month waiting list." Mr. Bullock added, "Simply refusing sick notes and not improving the current system is going to lead to people who are already on the edge making drastic choices." Jackie Hardy, meanwhile, the Prime Minister, needs a reality check. She added, "Hopefully he will get one soon when he's voted out." Karen Massetti said the government's approach to mental health was confusing and contradictory, and said, "It's okay to not be okay, except when we tell you you're impacting on our budget." Laura Stobbs said the policy showed Mr. Sunak had no empathy, and that it was grasping at straws to play the blame game. However, not everyone agreed. Christy Stevenson said the working taxpayer gets penalised to help fund the lazy and cannot be bothered ones. Mark Lee agreed, saying anxiety and depression is now an excuse not to work, and added, "Bin the benefits and watch everyone get better." While Neil Turner said the problem isn't those genuinely sick, but those swinging the lead, and added that we all know someone. Grant Page added how many years of training the potential specialists would have compared to doctors. Tracy Luff Johnson added, this is not a policy to help put the country right. No, it's a policy of indifference, which makes cruelty and suffering legal. Meanwhile, Ian Beckett, Essex ambassador for Kintsugi Hope, the mental health and wellbeing charity, says he is concerned and alarmed at the message a potential crackdown on GPs and sick notes is sending out. Ian reports that Patrick Regan, OBE, a mental health survivor and advocate who set up Kintsugi Hope with his wife Diane, has shared his views on the announcement. Patrick said, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak decided to take on sick note culture, yet failed to mention that many of those accused of being long-term sick are waiting for operations appointments due to lack of investment in our NHS. Currently, there are 1,900,000 people on waiting lists for mental health support in the UK. Our young people who are struggling with their mental health more than any other previous generation can wait up to 2 years to receive support for it. They have also lived through the largest pandemic the world has known in recent years, and the lockdowns relating to this have created a tsunami of new mental health problems, as well as accelerating existing ones. There was no vaccine that could cure this. Then added, in a cost of living crisis and you have a perfect storm. And added, I appreciate there may well always be people who abuse the system, but the bigger question I feel we should be asking is, what sort of culture we want to be? If we define culture as the way we do things around here, I do not want to be part of a culture that appears to blame the sick for being sick.